It's late morning on a sunny, breezy day when Valerie Von Frank takes us for a walk near the Hanna Administration Building on Michigan State University's campus. As if they are her personal friends, Von Frank introduces us to many of the tall, leafy trees along the way. She knows them by name and by heart.
Melody is a different type of tree than Grace's tree, but they're side by side because Melody and Grace were side by side for so many years. Jessica Smith nearby as well.
To understand why Von Frank named more than 200 trees on campus, we must rewind to winter this year. That's when hundreds of ribbons added a pop of teal, the color of sexual assault awareness, to campus during a dreary winter. Von Frank says she attached a ribbon with a name or number to trees in specific areas across campus.
It was important that every survivor, that every girl had a place and a reminder, a visual reminder to everyone that she was not just a survivor, but she had a name and a place where you could see that name.
Names like Jessica Smith. This is her victim impact statement read in Ingham County Court in January.
I'm here to support all the amazing women and men too that have endured the trauma from defendant. Because of Nassar, I struggle. I struggle to trust and feel comfortable. I struggle to sleep and to be me. I struggle to stay sane and stable. And most importantly, I struggle to be myself.
That struggle may now be a part of the lives of the hundreds of women who have accused disgraced MSU sports doctor Larry Nassar of sexual abuse while he was treating them. Judges in Eaton and Ingham counties sentenced Nassar to decades in prison after he pleaded guilty to criminal sexual conduct. Also, Michigan State University agreed to a $500 million settlement to be shared among the hundreds of survivors, many of whom Von Frank honored.
I wanted something that was a tribute to the girls themselves. The trees are symbols of growth and renewal. And I wanted also something that captured the breadth of what had happened.
But the memorial was short-lived. It wasn't long until gypsy moths began laying eggs and producing larvae in the ribbons. Eventually, new moths would start eating the leaves. Without leaves, trees lose their ability to photosynthesize, according to scientists. So the boughs had to come down. But how? Von Frank worked with MSU Museum Director Mark Auslander to save the ribbons, to house them in a future exhibit at the MSU Museum.
Of course, the most important witnesses were the human survivors. That very bravely in their testimony, including in the sentencing process, showed extraordinary courage. But there's another kind of witness, and I think that's for in the natural world, those are trees, because they live so long and they have seen so much of the best and worst of the history of this institution.
Removing the boughs was a spiritual ceremony.
Only the mothers would touch the ribbons initially. That was the parents and the allies who had put them up, who really understood that the trees would be witnesses for all of this terrible silence. They were the appropriate people to untie them.
Von Frank walks up to a tree next to a sidewalk leading to the administration building. She places both hands on the trunk and breathes. This is her daughter, Grace French's tree.
This one was the last one to come down.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was just my hardest. It was the hardest to put up, and it was the hardest to come down.
And in that untying, Von Frank hopes knots in the humans the ribbons represented were also eased.
The unknotting was hard on some of the trees. It was easier on some others, and I think that's like the survivors, because for some, that knot is still very tight, and we're still working on that release. And for others, it's been a little bit easier to adjust and to cope with. And so the untying of some trees was not quite as hard.
But memories of the survivors remain in MSU's silent witnesses and the story the trees told. In East Lansing, I'm Laura Michaels, WKAR News.